Exclusive. Democrats plan to spend tens of millions of dollars to fund hundreds of content creators. By Nick Gilbertson on August 4, 2025. Democrats are planning to spend tens of millions of dollars to spin narratives on social media as part of a $110.5 million fundraising effort. According to images of slides from a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee DCCC, donor event obtained by Breitbart News. Under a heading Urgent Off-Year Funding Needs on one slide, it states the DCCC looks to raise $10 million for social media and content creation, $20 million for accountability work, $15 million for voter registration, $5 million for recruitment and primary engagement, and $2 million for research and a rapid response infrastructure. One goal is to enlist at least 667 content creators, with the aim of reaching 83 million Americans and drawing 6.6 million engagements, for another slide that focuses on content creation. The program aims to engage at least 167 non-political creators and 8 vetted creators for ads in every target state. There will be what the DCCC calls a social media boot camp that runs for 4 weeks. The boot camp, which seems to be for content creators, will focus on customized social media evaluation, platform-specific optimization strategies, real-time insights on trending content and engagement strategies, and daily plus rapid response content. The pro-Democrat Zinc Collective Super PAC is listed on the slide, implying its involvement with the boot camp. Zinc Collective lists Robbie Mook, the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 Democrat presidential campaign, as one of 4 key advisors, along with former senior advisor to Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Mike Smith. The effort comes as Republicans have dominated the social media sphere over Democrats. For example, in June alone, the ad team Trump, led by Alex Brucewitz and his firm X Strategies, amassed 200 million more views on Instagram and TikTok than the official Democratic Party accounts on both platforms, according to data reviewed by Breitbart News at the time. Brucewitz tells Breitbart News it is comical that Democrats are now spending big to try to compete with him and the GOP's powerhouse social media presence. It's hilarious and pathetic that Democrats are begging their donors for tens of millions of dollars to try to compete with our online presence, which we maintain on a shoestring budget, he said in a statement. We don't pay creators to back President Trump. His leadership naturally inspires widespread, authentic support. A slide titled 5 Reasons to be Optimistic could offer a glimpse into some of the narratives and branding content creators could spin on social media sites like TikTok and others. The first reason listed is the Big Ugly Bill, a way of attacking Trump's legacy legislation. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which fulfills campaign promises Americans voted for in his mandate election victory last November. Another reason listed, without any evidence on the slide at least, claims that Democrats have an enthusiasm advantage and a generic ballot advantage, though polling begs to differ on the enthusiasm front. The Democrat Party has a low 33.9% favorability rating, according to YouGov's figures from July 27. On the other hand, nearly 62% find them unfavorable. Meanwhile, the GOP drew a 40.1% favorability rating in the most recent running YouGov poll. But Democrats do have a slight 2.9% advantage over Republicans in the generic congressional ballot for 2026 in the Real Clear polling average. 2 more reasons to be optimistic claim the DCCC is recruiting the right candidates to win swing districts, and Democratic leaders we have invested in since 2018 are well positioned to win. Breitbart News reached out to the DCCC for comment on this article but did not immediately receive a response.